למענה חי וריי, למענה חי וריי, למענה חי החי וריי, הדברה נשלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, הווה הקשר שוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב לך. איי, 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 למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב לך. למען החי וריאי, למען החי וריאי, למען החי החי וריאי, הדברן השלום בך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב לך. איי, 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 איי. למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשה טוב.
מתוך דברי רב.
From Rav's words.
תפילה כדי להרגיש עשירייה.
A prayer in order to feel the ten. You say, I want to feel the ten more. How? Through prayer. You're forgetting who's organizing you, who's confusing you, who does everything. You're forgetting. You have only one entrance, one entryway to the whole of reality, and that is to turn to the Creator, to scrutinize the things He does to you and request. You have the whole world, and it is all established by the Creator. He establishes you, the world, your thoughts, your desires. He does everything. And after you absorb it all and make some kind of summary, with that summary you need to turn to Him and to request. And to request what? Change me. Change my world. Yes, please. You can. But you have only one way. And it's all very simple. So, dear friends, let's all assemble here on the first, second, and third rows. Let's all enter inward as one flame. Let's sing a melody. Each ten has to understand this, to think about it constantly, to maintain it. Then everyone will have a very, very direct approach to the whole thing. So together, All the time. I for my beloved and my beloved for me. All the time. That's it. And then you'll see how, accordingly, the world begins to spin and there is no problem. And if you take the Creator and your efforts out of your plans, so who is human? Who is... Let's read it again. Let's now think about the following question. How to feel pain in the heart for everything that's happening in the tent. So again, I'll read how to think and how to feel pain in the heart for everything that's happening in the tent. So a prayer to feel the tent. You're asking how to feel the tent more. How? Prayer. You're forgetting who's organizing you, who's confusing you, who does everything. You are forgetting. You have only one entryway, one entrance to the whole of reality. And that is to turn to the Creator, to scrutinize the things that He does to you. So, you're welcome. You have the whole world there. And it's all established by the Creator. He establishes the world, you, your thoughts, the desires. He does everything. After everything that you absorb, you make some kind of summary, and with that summary, you need to turn to Him and to ask. To ask for what? Change me. Change my world. Yes, please. You can. But you have only one way, and it's all very simple. And each ten must understand this, to think about it, and to constantly preserve it. And then everyone will have a very direct approach to the whole thing. So again, all the time, me for my beloved for me, all the time. That's it. And you'll see how accordingly the world begins to spin, and there is no problem. And if you take out the Creator from your efforts, from your plans, then who is man? Who is human? So let's think now for half a minute about how to feel pain in our hearts for everything that's happening in the ten. So for half a minute, let's think of how to feel pain in the heart for everything that's happening in the ten.
Thank you.
Laila la 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 la
ציטוט מספר אחד. אהיה לכם לדעת שהרבה ניצוצי קדושה ישנם בכל...
Quote number one. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in everyone of the group. And when you collect all the sparks to one place in brotherly love and friendship, surely you will have an important degree of holiness at that time from the light of life. From Baal Salam, letter 13.
שוב. אהיה לכם לדעת שהרבה ניצוצי קדושה ישנם בכל אחד.
You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in every one of the group. And when you collect all the sparks to a single place in brotherly love and friendship, you will certainly have a very important degree of sanctity at the time, according to the light, from the light of life.
Beloved friends, here in this hall and all over the world, we're connected together now. We've gotten a wonderful gift, an opportunity, openly disclosed grace to be together, the whole world Kli, in this Yeshivat Chavarim, to celebrate the greatness of the Creator. And what can we celebrate and give thanks for if not the presence and greatness of the Creator that becomes clearer in our tents? We look at each other's eyes, we embrace each other, we look at the screens, and these are all projections of the Creator through the friends. The Creator is dividing Himself up, sitting in each and every one of us, waiting for us to connect and discover His greatness and how He fills everything, how good and benevolent He is. And we, in this hour, we want to talk about the wholeness of the Ten, which is the key for achieving that sensation of the Creator's greatness, and about the pain that we need to feel, the love that needs to cover everything, the attitude that we want to generate in each and every friend in a special way, with the subtlety, the gentleness of the soul, so that together we can establish this whole, this united and whole ten that's harmonious.
The Creator's goal is to benefit the created beings, and so He gave us a ten for everyone in the world, in which we can feel connection and love to the friends, care for the friends, where we can begin to develop the right pain when a friend doesn't come to the lesson or feels weak, or
pain when the ten wants to unite and can't. Not only is good that does good, but he gave us the field of work, and he guides us. So, as a start, let's talk about how the Creator speaks to us through the ten. Let's read from the lineup that we had. How to feel the pain at heart about what's happening in the ten. This is how the Creator speaks to us. So how to feel pain in the heart about everything that's happening in the ten. Where's the yellows? There he is.
Beloved friends, first of all, joy, true and great joy for this opportunity to feel this connection. I have 1,000 thoughts running through my mind at the moment, but I'll say this, the pain in the heart for the ten is a sweet kind of pain. It's actually a pain that comes from investment, great investment by each member of the ten about what's happening in it and how important it is to me what's happening in the ten, how it's important to all the friends. And then this pain, it's a feeling of belonging, it's a feeling of we are together. Sometimes the pain isn't about very complex things. Sometimes it's because a friend sends us, well, Friday is hard. If he sends you a message on the WhatsApp that he's having a difficult Friday, then it just hurts you in the heart. You begin to feel for him. You ask the Creator to give him the strength to connect, to be with us. And that pain is that wonderful connection that we have developing between us. L'chaim.
In the lesson, I asked Rav a question. I can't remember exactly, but something along the lines of what to do about friends that we already tried to awaken them and they don't respond. Can we just, you know, move them aside a little? Not to throw them away, but just to move them aside a little. And I was kind of looking for approval from Rav for this. And Rav said, bottom line, you all that you are now thinking that you're fine, you should feel pain that these friends are not at the center. And I tried looking into it and thinking, well, we've done everything. We didn't just left them. We've done everything, and it doesn't work. And I don't know. These are things that can't really explain in words, but this is where that spark begins, that despite having done everything and checking everything, you realize that you are to blame. That you didn't do enough. That above this whole pile of garbage, which is you, above that is the friend. Above that is that spark, which is actually the point of contact with the Creator. And if you give up on him, because you are okay, then you're actually giving up on the Creator and nothing else. And it's frightening because it's worse than dying. Dying is just, you know, some flesh decaying, but here it's like something essential of you dies and it's not even, and it's the friends, the Creator. So, how can it not be painful if that's the case? So, l'chaim.
We are coming to such a state where the ten is the source. It is the most important thing. It's the root. It's the gateway. It's the opening into this work, which is called bestowing contentment to the Creator. And because of that, it's impossible to do it without the friends. It's impossible without all of them. They're all like organs and limbs in the body. They cannot detach from this body. So the body is asking, it's praying, it's imploring all these limbs, these organs, to stay in it. So we're asking the Creator to help us so that these organs remain inside, so that we will merit giving Him contentment. L'chaim.
Friends from around the groups and the world, you're invited. Post your question marks and we'll join you to the circle. Wherever you are, you can join. Yes, Ofer.
Friends, the last time me and Yudah stood up together, embraced, it was at the end of correction, so appreciate it. So, true sorrow is when I really, really want to embrace the friends, hug them in my heart, and I can't. That's the true sorrow, because they are the source. They are the source of my nourishment. The friends give me some grasp on the Creator, the Rav, the source texts, everything. They give me taste in life, flavor, everything. I wish I had the words to say, to explain what a world power the friends are. I have no words, I don't know. I try to hear Rav and his advices. I try to listen to you, but I still have no words to bring out all of the power, all of the creativity that's in me for you. You'll help me, right, Rav? Please, with God's help.
I'll try. We are indeed a very great power, very great. There was no such thing for a long, long time on the face of this planet, such a power like us. Depending on the time and the situation that we're in, of course, it's not so felt. That's always the case, but we should be grateful. The fact that we were asking and demanding and praying, it's good, but it's not After all, it's incorrect, let's say. Let's put it like that. The correct approach is, first of all, gratitude. What we were awarded with, certainly everything in this world comes from above, but the things that are moving towards corrections, spiritual corrections, the final correction, and especially getting organized in the tens and the group, which is something that started only in our time, only with us. And we are the foundation for it, based on the writings of the Kabbalists and the essence of creation. So first of all, we have to be grateful. As much as we can do it, the little understanding that we have and the minimal corporeal ability that we have to follow this is already a huge privilege. So there should be great gratitude and joy about this, and confidence that we will be able to do this with guidance from above and realize this soon. I'm full of hope, I'm telling you. Look how much we went through in the last 6 months. And these are fundamental changes where we feel what's happening with us. Another week, and every week is already not like the one before. So we don't lack anything. Everything was given from above. What we lack is only, first of all, to be grateful. We are the center of a lot of people who are surrounding us and supporting us, and we have to be thankful. And that's the force we have to awaken now.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם, גם אם השתכחה, גם אם הסתתרה, גם אם גילית את סודה. יש עוד אהבה בעולם, גם אם השתכחה, גם אם הסתתרה, גם אם טרם גילית את סודה. היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא נועדה. היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא נועדה.
Ciput Misparstein.
Excerpt number 2. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every ten, there is divinity. And clearly, if there are more than ten, there is more of the revelation of divinity. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same towards him. And so they should all do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to feed it. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them. And great mercies and good and revealed kindnesses will be extended over the assembly of Israel. From Maor Vashemesh.
We really don't lack anything besides connection. And to the extent of our connection, the more we will be able to really bring our hearts together, we'll begin to feel that there is a space between them where something becomes revealed. One thing depends on the other. And the general preparation is there. It's just more effort is missing. Each and everyone's personal effort to bring the hearts together. Everyone has to feel his heart, meaning the inclinations to the source, to the goal, bringing them together and beginning to feel how in all of our connections some common force begins to be revealed. We're already at a point where we can awaken it and feel it with power, with our efforts, and really feel it. Everything depends on our effort. The effort of the hearts, bringing them to one. Try to look for this portrayal, to look for this shape.
Citut mispar 3.
Excerpt number 3. Precisely through the Arvut, when all are regarded as one, precisely by this, they can observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, there is no disparity of desires between them, and they are all included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of the unity. From Likutei Halachot.
Friends, we're reminding that all the friends in the world, Kli, if you post your question marks, we will give you the microphone. I see someone in Almaty. Yeah. Please.
Dear friend, I would like to open my heart to you and to tell you how much I love you. I've been looking for you my whole life, and at long last I've found you, and oftentimes I treat this gift that the Creator gave me with disregard. And it's very painful when the friend isn't nearby, when I don't feel your warmth, your heart. And lack the recognition of the greatness of the gift that you gave with great love and great trepidation. I need to try to feel, to appreciate, to develop that gratitude for what I got from the Creator, for that place where our hearts are together and close to each other, thanking the Creator together for that huge gift He gave us. And that great love envelops our hearts, and this great warmth floods our hearts. And L'chaim, friends.
ישנו מקום צנוע עמוק בתוך הלב, דרכו זה כבר ידוע, מופיע האוהב. כל מי שהוא בוחר בו מרגיש שהוא וכך הוא מעורר בו רצון להתעורר. ואז מבלי לדעת מדוע וכיצד, נמשך ליבו לגעת באור המשוחד. פתאום נפתח לו ספר של בעל הסולם, דרכו מושג הפשר של מסתרי עולם. לילה
חברים, באמת, כמה יש לנו להודות, זה בלתי נתפס.
All right, friends, how grateful we should be. It's really inconceivable. Now, you know, when we were preparing in the bar for the bear, for the Geringer friends, we spoke to a friend about, you know, that article from Shamati where he says that even if you just have the preparation of preparation of preparation of the clothing of holiness, you should be so grateful. And we should be, you know, so grateful about this state that we're in. And Rav just opened it up. We want to ask the friends from this place of gratitude, how do we use gratitude in order to make this effort of seeing the 10 as whole and turning it into one big whole? How does gratitude help us in do that? Let's hear the friends.
Friends, gratitude is indeed our saving grace. On one hand, everything is very simple. It's a matter of feeling. How simple it is not to think about ourselves and to just immerse ourselves in the friends, dissolve into them, be with them. And when we assemble here for the lesson, we do all sorts of things in order to assemble. We split the tents into groups of threes with we give each other the addresses of every friend so they can check on each other if they came to the lesson and get them. If they didn't, then we sit together at the table and we talk about how gratitude helps us elevate the true prayer to the Creator for a connection. It's a feeling in the heart of oneness. It's a feeling of the greatness of the Creator in the ten. So we have great gratitude for our teacher, our friends, our Creator, for giving us the opportunity to do this, to be 1 10 with one heart. L'chaim, friends.
Who else wants to add how to see the ten in its wholeness? And let's be grateful for the opportunity to do that.
Gratitude opens our hearts for us. If I have a small lack, I can't develop anything more. The lack comes from above. This week we learned that we need to search for the lack. Where is this lack? From the descent to elevated to the ascent. But gratitude operates in a different manner, where I have a tiny opening for spirituality, and through gratitude I open my heart, and then I'm prepared to receive. I invite the Creator, so to speak, to illuminate upon me more. And this is a different kind of work. It's the opposite kind of work from the search for the lack. And we forget about it a little bit, perhaps even more than a little. And by this, we may be able to attain a lot. We need to be constantly in this, like in all of those Ramchal duties, etc., to constantly pray, but to pray to give thanks without stop, without rest. It's better if for 24 hours we will be in gratitude than if we'll be 24 hours in request, because in requesting you blame the Creator, you demand, you're displeased with what's happening with you, the group, the ten, and so on. You have some claims against Him. Whatever you say, it sounds like that. However, with gratitude, when you have a lack which He gave you, a small one, which brought you to spirituality, from that moment onwards, if you take care of that gratitude, you're able to attain spirituality in a much faster and safer way. So don't forget to constantly give thanks. Constantly give thanks.
שהבורר רצה שנתקרב, שלח ניצוץ אל תוך הלב, ואם פתאום אתה עליו חושב, כי הוא הזה שתתקרב, גם אם נראה לך שהוא אוהב, תדע שהוא אותך מאוד אוהב. חבר האהוב שלי תחשוב עליי, אל תעזבני, ארגות אל הבורני, כי רק ביחד נתקרב אליו. חבר האהוב שלי לבני, תריד דרכי, אל תעזבני, ואז אל הבודל ענני, כי רק ביחד אנו אהובה. לאורך כל דרכנו בקבוצה, בלימודים, בהפצה, מצב הרוח ששפה ממך, בעלייה, בירידה, נזר לי לגלות במחיצתך את גודל רוממות המטרה. חבר האהוב שלי לבני, תחשוב עליי, אל תעזבני, את גודל הבורא הריני, כי רק ביחד נתקרב אליו. חבר האהוב שלי לבני, תאיר אותי, אל תעזבני, ואז אל הבודד ענני, כי רק ביחד אנו אהובה. שלי ל
ציטוט מספר 4.
Quote number 4. Let me remind you of the validity of love of friends, in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics. To truly connect your hearts as one, so the words love your friend as yourself will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal. And you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. Test me in that and begin to truly connect in love, and you will see, and the palate will taste.
Rav,
I have a question. You just spoke about gratitude. In a natural way, I feel that I have great opposition. I'm opposite of that thing called gratitude. So how to attract that positive force, which is called gratitude? From where do we derive it? Does it need to be done in a technical way, mechanically, to begin with? How to open up that thing called gratitude?
באופן טבעי, אם אדם...
Naturally, if a person takes care of this the way he is, it'll take him at least 20 years, if not more, until he somehow begins to connect to the Creator and somehow be grateful and submit himself. Will take a very long time. Only by mutual care one shall help his friend. We ourselves are not capable of that. We have to understand that the soul, if it's not under the influence of the environment, the light that works on it is very, very small. More accurately, it's even just kind of keeps it in a standby mode, and it doesn't develop it, because how can it develop it? It has to somewhat include, integrate with other souls around it, so the upper light has some room to work. Therefore, that's one thing. Secondly, we have to understand that gratitude has to do with greatness of the Creator in my eyes. How great He is. By my subjugation, that even though I recognize him not as so good that does good for now, but he does rule everything. I have to hear it from the friends. I have to integrate with everyone. It'll be easier for me to determine that there's none else besides him, that it's good that does good. But to be grateful, I'll tell you, a person needs to understand that his pride doesn't let him. He lives, he's alive, he receives the right direction in life, yes. Compared to the world, he's being treated personally, continuously. And he wants more and more and more. Why do you think you deserve it? So, the more we subjugate ourselves, there we will discover the place for taking pride in our fate.
I don't know.
It's tough. Years go by, and a person, by the light that reforms, begins to feel that his views are changing. But again, I say what we lack a lot of is gratitude, the expansion of the vessels. I very much recommend each and every one and all of us together to really make the Creator great in our eyes. By that we can cover all crimes. And besides that, we need to perhaps show the friends more. Everyone who's in gratitude and greatness of the Creator, and a sense of progress and high spirits, but how we're developing. It's mandatory for everyone to hold the others. I see how you come to the lesson, and there is still a big part of the group who's coming without the right preparation, without upliftment, awakening, strengthening the others, supporting. I don't know. That too needs to be fixed. Person needs to come to the group as coming to spiritual work, and that means first to influence everyone with gratitude and with greatness and joyfulness. If not in a physical action, then it has to be felt internally. In short, we lack the positive force.
Toda al kol ma shebarata, toda al ma sheli natata, larutz beyachad lelo shum pachad el hapisga shel haolam. עושים לחיים, לחבר או שניים, שבזכותם אני קיים. תודה על כל מה שבראת, תודה על מה שלי נתת. מילוי של חוסר, מאור כל בוקר, שמאפשר להיות אדם. קבוצה עם גורח ולב ומוח שמובילה את העולם. לא 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 לא
Rav, excuse me, another question. A little more positive this time. This week, you turned us upside down in the sense that you spoke about those weaker friends who don't come before they were as adjuncts. They joined us, but you now turn things upside down, and I feel that the power of every individual here in Israel and all over the world is very, very crucial, very important. So how can we call out to the world, to everyone, to gather together, to assemble together, to be tied together, as you said in the morning lesson, so that we'll attract that positive force? Ultimately, it depends on the glory of the king is in the great multitude, right? I don't think we need to talk about it. Usually it doesn't help so much, just talking. I think that throughout the day, we need to influence all of our weaker friends, let's call them that. We need to give them some kind of awakening, to pull them, draw them to be with us once a day perhaps, to read something or to sing something together so that it awakens them, so they don't feel that they're with us because of any unpleasantness that they feel. No, we need to awaken them. And as a result, we will see that it will affect them. I think that, in that manner. Yes. And also, to request them to participate to some extent. Perhaps you can't come to the lesson, so write something, do something. For 5 minutes, something during the day. It is a problem, but nevertheless, to make sure they don't run away entirely, because these are very important vessels, and we need to pray. Don't forget about it. The Creator governs and rules over everyone, so pray to Him for help. He is everywhere, and He can help us. He can be an emissary. No. Yes? I want to say thank you for the life in the ten. Truly, we don't really grasp it. But what the ten does throughout the day, those meetings we have, which were easy to just avoid earlier on, but now we feel that everyone is drawn to those meetings like it's like a magnet. You need them like air to breathe. You just can't allow yourself not to connect anymore. And after these meetings, you come out of them just shocked by the greatness that the friends evoke. The ten truly works. But as we heard in these last few days, now is a time to achieve a new degree, a new level in the tense, a new degree of concern in the tense. But this is just an additional degree from the advancement, the progress that we made. So let's hold on to each other. Something amazing is happening here. It's not often that sometimes we forget about it. We forget about it a lot, actually. But there are those who can remind us. There is one who reminds us. And let's feel and remember that the friends are holding on to us, and continue. L'chaim. Rav, I also want to add about the tents, what we talked about the friends that grow weaker. Don't think that the ten must do it, that it's some kind of burden. Rather, it's its next step of development, of advancement. If we're concerned about those friends who grow weaker and we want to pull them back, this will connect us together. This will cause us to assemble. This will give us advancement. It's like little children when you take care of little children who take care of a baby. It strengthens the bond between the parents when the parents take care of a baby.
עלינו עכשיו למטוס המבריא וכל הזוגות נשארו מאחור אחר דליון אותנו יוציא אלה כל דמיונות החמור הילה עוד דקה ייפתח המסך מעליי הנה עוד שנייה שהעליון ייתן מסך וכוח לברר תרח שהתפתח עליי עכשיו איבדנו למטה היה ערפל כל כך התאמצנו כל רגע לזכור רצינו לצאת מתוך ההסתר אל ההרגשת הנותן של האור הנה עוד דקה ייפתח המסך מעליי הנה עוד שנייה יתגלה הבורא לפניי שיפתח עליי שיפתח את העולם הזה שכח שהעליון ייתן מסך וכוח לברר תרח שיפתח עליי עכשיו שיפתח עליי שיפתח את העולם הזה ישכח שהעליון ייתן מסך וכוח לברר תרח שיפתח עליי עכשיו
נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מתו ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מעטו, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מעטו, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מעטו ומנעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מתו ומנעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מתו, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מתו, שבת אחים גם
אז לא נשכח על זה שכל אחד משתדל.
So let's not forget about each one of us making an effort to give thanks. This is the best insurance against all of the dissents. It's the best prayer in order to increase the importance of the Creator and the lack for His greatness, simply to give thanks. Try it. And you will see, this should now expand our vessels of reception. We depend only on that. L'chaim.